Welcome to Lagniappe, a program about issues, events, and people in North Louisiana. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined by a whole lot of people from Little Shop of Horrors going on at West Monroe High School. Director Vicki Freeman is with us, as well as lots of the cast, and welcome to Lagniappe.
Good morning.
Glad you're with us today. Tell me a little bit about this show, Little Shop of Horrors. I know this thing has been around quite a while. What's the general synopsis of Little Shop of Horrors?
Well, the general synopsis is that there's a plant that kind of suddenly arrives on Skid Row in the Skid Row area of New York back in the 60s, and come to find out through the course of the show that it ends up being an alien that was brought by a total eclipse of the sun.
So an alien takes the form of a plant.
Correct.
Comes down and eats people.
Well, basically, they find out as the plant, you know, starts to demand food, and he finds out, Seymour, the main character, finds out that what they need, what the plant needs, is blood and then meat, and he only likes human.
Only likes human. Mm. Morgan Odin is here. You play Crystal. Morgan, take it from there. So the plant likes meat.
Yes.
People start disappearing throughout the night.
Yes, and they realize that the meat that the plant demands is has to be human meat and fresh, and as it grows it demands like more food as it goes on. And there's this dentist that is dating the second main character, and the plant needs more food and creates sort of a reason for the main character to feed him.
Paige Freeman is with us, and Paige, the that dentist, He likes his gas. He's on the laughing gas a lot, but he's not a nice dude, is he?
No, he treats Audrey with very much disrespect, and he hits her, he abuses her verbally and physically, and Seymour doesn't like him, and that's the reason the plant gives... That's the reason that the plant gives Seymour to feed him.
Okay, basically. So there goes guy number one. By the plant. Let me turn to Vicki Freeman again, director of the Little Shop of Horrors at West Monroe. Vicki, I'm going to put you on the spot. How many people get eaten during this show?
Oh, four. Four people get eaten. In the beginning, just like Paige was trying to say, Orin Scrivello, Dr. DDS is what he's called. He is the dentist, and he's just a terrible person, and you'll see it in the course of the play. And so basically there's a song about how we all know one person who kind of deserves to die, and so you need blood, and he's got more than enough. That's a lyric in one of the songs, and so they basically, they off the dentist, and he's the first victim, and then there's four that end up dying.
Lisa Guerrero is with us, and Lisa, when did y'all start working on this play? Or musical. Don't let me call it a play. I'll get in trouble with the musical people.
Well, we started the auditions in January, and then we started the process of reading the script and all that in January as well.
All right, and Sierra Shoemaker is with us. Sierra, the musical takes a lot of work. You've been working a lot on this. What are the days like? I know you're going to school too because you're a high school student, but does Ms. Freeman keep you there all night and make you rehearse?
Not until tech week, usually, but for the most part, they're pretty like, it used to be about 6 to 8, which wasn't that bad, but now that we're in tech week and we're doing all these dress rehearsals, we're there pretty late because we got to figure out all our costume changes and make sure everything's perfect.
So the play is going on, coming up the 6th through the 9th at West Monroe High School. One of the main characters is played by Brendan Ritter, Mushnick. Brendan, tell me a little bit about your character. What does he do in the play?
Well, he's a shopkeeper, and he's Seymour's boss, and he basically is just a greedy old man. All he wants is money. He doesn't care about Seymour or Audrey, and he finds out that when Seymour discovers this plant, he basically wants to use the plant to get more money, to make his shop bigger, and people come to his shop, which it actually does. It's successful, but he ends up being the second one to die. So.
Okay, I was going to ask, so he does get eaten, too?
Yes.
Okay, so very good. So the plant's killing off everybody. I'll turn back to Ms. Freeman for a second. Vicki, the plant, goes through a lot of different stages. First, it's a little baby plant. Then it's a big plant. It's a little bigger. Then it's this giant, man-eating, crazy plant.
Correct.
Where the heck did y'all get this plant?
Well, we rented it from MTI, which is Music Theater International, and they're out of New York City. And so they are the ones that own the rights to Little Shop of Horrors. And so I contacted them, and I said, okay, you can't really do the plant. I mean, do Little Shop of Horrors without the plant. And so, you know, when I went to my administrator and said, look, we want to rent this plant, and he goes, well, what if I tell you no? I said, well, we can't do this show because it's all about the plant. It's all about the stories of the people that are in involved in the life of the plant and all of the things that go on around it. I mean, it's all about that. But there are four separate pods is what they're called, and it grows and based on how much it's fed.
It's a unique it's a piece of scenery, but it's also a character, which is kind of neat.
Correct. It takes two people to make the Audrey 2, which is the name of the plant. It takes two people to make that happen. It requires a puppeteer inside, and anybody who's ever been inside something like that, it's extremely hot, and it's very tiring for the poor guy who's running it. And then it has its own separate voice. But so if any of you've seen the 1980s movie with Rick Moranis and Steve Martin and Ellen Green, I can't remember. Oh gosh, Tubbs. What's the guy's name? Anyway, he played the voice of the plant, and it's technically a girl, but it sounds like a guy, so it's really cool. And we have a young man playing it named Dexter Blake, and he's fantastic. The first moment he opened his mouth, I was like, "That's my plant."
That's your plant.
Yeah.
All right. So, Little Shop of Horrors going on at West Monroe. When can I come see the play?
It's April 6th, 7th, and 8th at 7 p.m., which is this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then Sunday, April 9th at 2 p.m.
All right, Little Shop of Horrors at West Monroe. To find out more, you can go to gorebs.org.
Next time on The People's Pharmacy, we'll bring you up to date on the health stories behind the headlines.
Get the latest information on drug disasters or therapeutic advances.
Our lines are open for your questions about prescription drugs, nutritional supplements, herbs, and home remedies.
Tune in for the health news that matters to you on the next People's Pharmacy.
Saturday morning at 6 and Sunday at 3 here on KEDM Monroe.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing and at lightning speed. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the day's events unfold, join us for the very latest, later on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30 here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.